Shabbat Shalom, everyone, and welcome online to those who are watching. You are viewing and tuning in to Ari Yehuda, the Messianic Jewish congregation of this area in Tri-Cities. And so welcome. We welcome you. And today we'll be doing an order of service a little differently. We do, Rabbi and Ribbitz and Dawn are off today. And we just lift them up in our prayers. Rabbi's having a rough time with all his chemo and doctors and all that. He needs some good rest. So we just pray for him and lift him up. And we love him dearly. And we miss Ribbitz and Dawn as well. So she'll be with him today. We have a guest speaker. If you've tuned in before, you'll know who he is. And we love him dearly. And we're so glad every time he graces our presence in our congregation. It's Pastor Ed Bowers and his wife, Kathy. Pastor Kathy. So, yay. Thank you. So we'll be hearing a little message later. So our order of service is a little different today. We'll be starting with worship and going in through the rest of the service. So do get your join us for our table of the Lord, Shulchan Adonai, or you may know it as communion. Some grape juice and some bread or matzah or some crackers, and we'll be doing that a little later on today. So go ahead, Kier.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, filled with light and joy.
We're going to be doing worship now.
Yes, Lord, we do worship you.
Prepare Hallelujah.
Your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
We prepare our hearts to worship. We prepare our hearts to worship thee. We prepare our sound system to worship thee. We prepare our hearts. Shasunala. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Adonai ki tov. Hodil Adonai ki tov.
Hodil Adonai ki tov.
Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, where there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Every blessing you pour out of, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
Hard to find.
the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless You, strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever.
Thank you. your fire fall. Holy Spirit, come and have your way.
Lord, Lord, let your fire fall.
Purify your people. Set our hearts aflame. Give us holy passion.
Sing a new song. at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath, living water, such a marvelous mystery. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Yeah. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
generation, you've been our hope,
Hallelujah. We'll wait for the lights to come back on, but thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Did you feel his presence here during the worship? Hallelujah. Give him a clap. Praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I'm going to go into announcements a little bit right now. All I have really is our Hanukkah service. I just want to remind everyone Hanukkah is coming up. And if you do not have this beautiful calendar, we do, and you can certainly call into our office here at our Yehuda or order them. Believe that there's a picture of them too online, but we have them here. There was a price on here. $22, that includes shipping. And it is Reflections of Israel and their paintings by biblical artist Pamela Saran out in Israel. So if you purchase these, you not only get a beautiful calendar and support a local artist in Israel, but you also get to see the biblical calendar that our Father of the whole entire universe created and still goes by. This calendar is not dead. It is alive and well. And we observe all the biblical feasts, don't we, Bill? Yes. Hallelujah. So the Hanukkah service is, according to God's calendar, it starts on December 10th, Feast of Dedication Eve. And we here at Our Yehuda, I believe Rabbi and Dawn said that stay tuned on what we'll be doing on Hanukkah. So, and that goes for 8 days. And that's a beautiful, I celebrate it too on my home every year, and I read the Maccabees. So, and that is a wonderful reminder of how God is always before you, especially if you ask him. He'll go before you and he'll fight your battles. Yeah. We just got to call on him every time. And it's so hard when we're in the middle of a situation or a fire or something's going on or someone frustrates us, right? And we just got to stop and pause and say, Father God or Yeshua, can you deal with that right now? And just block me from running my mouth or something, right? But he's there. This feast reminds me, and any of you have read Maccabees, but I do every year at my table with Jan, and especially my husband and I, and it's just a wonderful reminder of how the Israelites of that time, during that time, they asked Adonai to go and fight their battle, and they prayed first, and they asked him, and he went before them, and they won every time. Yeah. Every single time. So what does that teach us, right? So I just keep reminding me, I love this season too, and the beautiful blue banners, and the blue is coming, and the Hanukkah stuff is coming. So that's up next, so stay tuned for that. And I think that's all I had. Sorry, I kind of ran in there a little bit, but the Lord's touching me right now on that, and it's special. So we all need to be touched by that. So We're going to go to the table of the Lord. I'm going to ask Pastor Ed if he could please pray over our little cups that we have. And at home, all of you at live stream, if you could please get your communion cups or whatever you got ready for yourselves. And Pastor Ed, I think, turn his microphone on, Carol, please.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you so love this world. You so loved every individual in it and who'll ever come to it. Father, that you gave your son. And we commemorate his suffering. We commemorate the price he paid for the forgiveness of our sins, the healing of our bodies, healing of our minds, healing of our finances, our relationships, anything and everything. Father, that was broken and lost to us because of the sin of Adam. Father, we thank you that the second Adam, Yeshua, came and paid the full price and cried out from the cross, "It is finished." There was nothing left to be paid. And now, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20, Father, we come into your presence boldly and with confidence through a new and living way, which Christ consecrated for us through the veil. Not that veil that was on the earthly temple, but that veil of his own body being ripped and torn to give us entrance into the Holy of Holies. And today as we partake, may we be mindful, may we remember, as Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me, of what I'm doing, what I've suffered. And we do that today, Lord, with joy and thanksgiving. Thank you that you offered your son so you could spare us. And now, Lord, out of our own free will, as Yeshua freely gave himself, no man took his life, he yielded himself to your will. Father, Yeshua, we give ourselves back to you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to apologize to real quick. I didn't say who I was and introduce myself to those on live stream. I am Diane Van Wy. I've been here for about 9 years and with Rabbi and Rabitz and Dawn. So I do apologize about that for those of you watching. I know all of you here know who I am. So, and right now I'd like to select someone. Deborah, I'm going to ask you, please, to pray for Israel. Hallelujah.
Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning. We thank you for your mercy, your love. We thank you for your anointing this morning that is here, Lord. We thank you for your word that's going to come forth to us today. We thank you for all the promises, Lord, and all the things that you've given us, you're doing and about to do, and you've done. Father, we bring Israel before you today, Lord. And we pray for Israel's victories, Lord, to be won, Lord. We pray for their protection. We pray for the blood of Yeshua to cover them today, Lord. Father, we pray for the blinded eyes to be opened and the ears to be opened and unstopped and the grave clothes removed, Lord, that they might hear of the precious blood of the Lamb of God that saved our souls and made a way for us to enter into your throne room, Lord. Father, we thank you for Netanyahu. And we thank you for all the things that are going on there that you're helping him, Lord, to do your will, Lord,
yes,
today. And Father, I pray for a special anointing over him and President Trump, Lord,
yes,
that you will make that U-turn, Lord.
Amen.
Make that U-turn,
Amen,
Lord, and that take that exit, Lord, and that he would bring forth the victory and be reseated as you are showing. Exposing all the evil things that are happening. The same thing happened in Israel, Lord. And Father, I thank you, God, that you're bringing us together to continue your work in your way, Lord, your will. And Father, forgive us our sins. Help us walk in your way. Help them to see you, Lord. Protect them of all the things that are falling around them, Lord. All the enemies of the souls are gathering around Israel, Lord, that you would silence it, Lord, and bring down the evil in Jesus' name, Lord. Just pray for victory and your anointing to break the yokes.
Hallelujah. And also right now, I'd like to select Pastor Kathy, if she could pray for the election in the state of Georgia and the counts.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We come with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts and on our lips, for you are our God, and we worship you. And Father, your people have voted. And we thank you, Father, that you're hearing us, you're hearing our cries, you're hearing our praises. And Father, we're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, that we stand in faith, Father, believing, Lord, that your will to be done. And Father, we know your will is for every conception that there be a child born. And Father, we pray for your commandments, Lord, and those that don't understand, Father, I pray that your body here will let your light shine, will love those in darkness, will reach out to love them with your love. For you say that your goodness leads people to repentance. And Father, I pray that this world can see your goodness. And Father, we know that there have been votes that were illegal. And we ask in the name of Jesus. You said that where two or three were gathered in your name and asking according to your will. And Father, we ask, Father, that all evil and all devices that would be against you and against your people be exposed. And we thank you, Father. We praise you for it. Now, Father, we praise you for it. We thank you. We give you thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And, Father, at this time, when your nation is remembering Thanksgiving and why this nation was birthed, it was for freedom to worship you.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we ask for that freedom to continue. And that this Thanksgiving, people will turn and give thanks to you for the nation, Father God, that we live in. And we give you all the praise for it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. Thank you.
It's overturned.
That's right. It's overturned. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And Pastor Ed, if you can pray for our... We're going to do tithes and offerings right now. If you could pray over that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And those online, you can donate online and tithe online as well. If you're a first-time viewer, you can go. You are on our website if you are watching, and there is a place that you can donate. There's three little bars of the menu, and donate there. And you can put in the box your name and who you are and your address if you want to be receipted and what it's for, tithe. And we thank you for giving. Thank you for your support. Those of you who have, we love you and thank you, and we pray for you. All your needs, whether you ask or not, we are always lifting up all of our viewers, and we encourage you to just get the word out that we're here, and we are your connection to Israel, it locally as well, and when you can, come, and we have plenty of room to be spaced out to be in policy and compliance with the COVID, so... But yes, tithes and offerings, Pastor Ed, thank you.
Father, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and praise to you, the God who gives seed to the sower and bread for eating, Father, as a result of our sowing. We thank you, Father, that today as we bring tithe and offering to you, God, we do it with reverence. We do it obediently to you, acknowledging, Father, that not only does the tenth belong to you, God, it all belongs to you. Everything we've got, God, if it's good, it's coming from you, the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So, Father, bless your people as they give and as they bring your tithe. Father, thank you that you honor their obedience. Father, with a great harvest, not only financially and in every other way, but also give a harvest of souls. God, a harvest of souls coming into your kingdom to know you, that your house may be filled as Yeshua requested. In his name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, and we're just going to go to the message with Pastor Ed, but real quick, I want to take a moment for all of us watching as well as here, if we could just pray for our dear Rabbi Joe, who's resting yes. today, and also dear brother Anthony. He is out sick, and that is why he's not here as well. So we just lift them both up to you, Yeshua. You know their needs. You know what's going on inside their bodies, Lord. You know each of them, Lord, and we just bind out the enemy and bind out any sickness and disease right now off of Rabbi in the name of Yeshua, as well as Brother Anthony, and just bring them home safely. Give good rest to both of them, Lord, and heal their bodies from head to toe in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord, on this Shabbat. Thank you, Lord. And now we have wonderful Pastor Ed for a good word from the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Diane. God bless you. Amen. What a joy to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. In other words, it was a good thing. It's a good thing to give thanks to God. It's a good thing to come into his presence and exalt his name together and be in unity. Unity of the faith of what God has said and what we're to do with what he has commanded us and instructed us to do. As always, when Rabbi Joe called me and asked me if I could come and minister so that he and the family could have some time off, I was honored. And I say that from the depth of my heart. It's not just something or a phrase that I'm saying. I am honored. It's always an honor to speak and share the Word of God. It's an honor to be with his people, the people of God, the children of God. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, John says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed. One translation says, has lavished on us. See, God's a lavish God. He doesn't know when to stop giving. And especially when it comes to love, he just keeps pouring love out. We get irritated with people. Come on. We get irritated with people and we cut the love flow off. But I can tell you from experience, I was praying one day for somebody that I didn't particularly like and was very irritated with. Just, hey, God knows, why not admit it? And as I was praying for that, I was praying, God bless them, you know, and I thought, boy, I'm really spiritual. And God spoke to me right in the middle of my prayer, just stopped my prayer and said, what did you say? And I said, God, I said, you know, I bless them. We thank you for your love for them and that you're blessing them, blessing their family. And I enumerated a lot of things. And then God said, well, if it's my love, who gave you the right to turn it off? That was the end of the prayer and went into repentance. And I began to weep. I'm serious. I began to weep before God because I realized what I was doing. Sometimes we do a lot of things without really realizing what we're doing. Amen. And that hinders us sometimes from being able to do all that God wants us to do. But we are honored to be with us. Kathy, do you have anything you want to share? Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, could we just give Kathy a welcome this morning? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Is there a microphone? Diane's got it.
I think I can hear just from his because he's loud enough, right? No? Okay, sorry.
No, I'm going to get off easy.
Zondi badi kozugo bugida se karenikisiki tibuto.
Azine kinimasu kosho. Aha, tasi sekondu husiki. Ai anzo sosaya. Tare sukhususu soyana. Hain zeyo no su. Hovi asu sosaya tae siane ya. Hai zute. Ai anesu no ho siane. A soya suya tele. Vend ai ando in ne hango moluma. Valene hetoya. A susu sunia se anda haina.
The Lord would say to his people, you have an assignment from me, says Yeshua. I have entrusted things to you, and I want you to keep them. I want you to protect them. I want you to protect them from those who would defile them, those who would not only defile that which I've entrusted to you, but would even defile your worship of me, says the Lord. So I'm telling you, you must be determined not to allow the enemy to dwell in your life or in your midst. Take authority that I have given you. Use the power of my word and the power of faith and bind the enemy and cast it out of your midst. If the enemy would sneak in politically, socially, many ways the enemy would try to sneak in, and if you are distracted, you'll not notice what's going on. You'll even think, oh, that's not, isn't that nice? But I, the Lord, say, no, I hate it. I hate that which pollutes, that which dilutes, that which weakens or mars in any way, that which I have instructed to be. My word is everlasting. My commandments are everlasting. And you must honor them and you must protect them that they will be carried forth in this nation, says the Lord. So rejoice. You've been chosen to be in my army. You've been chosen to go forth and do battle, not with flesh and blood, but by the power of my spirit. Go and take your authority and use it to break down the walls and the barriers and the weapons of the enemy, and rejoice in the victory that I have promised, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy, for your obedience to come and to give that. I have a message that I preach, but I'm not going to preach that message this morning, but I will simply say, for the sake of time, try to keep it short. There are forces at work in our country. Well, the church, many of the church, I'm not saying necessarily you, but many of the church, the whole body of Yeshua, the whole congregation of God, sleep and slumber and don't even realize that some of the things that are painted before us in a very lovely picture are actually death. Are actually that will destroy that which God has entrusted us. And as God entrusted Israel with a land, God has entrusted us Americans with a land that shines like a beacon throughout the whole world as a place of liberty and freedom and a place where God is honored and God is reverenced and Yeshua is proclaimed. And somewhere along the line, we've allowed ourselves to buy into the deception that, well, everybody else has a right. Yeah, they've got a right. This is a free country. They can believe anything they want to, but their freedom does not limit or restrict us from proclaiming Jesus, Yeshua, is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we cannot be contented. This was not the message. It's not the message. I know I'll get to it. But I do want to say this one thing. We as believers, we're proclaiming and we're believing and declaring that President Trump will be with us for 4 more years as our commander-in-chief. Yes. But we cannot be satisfied just when we win that war, when we see that finalized and he is declared our president. That's not the end of our battle. There's more to uncover. There's more that's hidden beneath the surface of things. We must press in to seeing every vile thing exposed. Seeing everything that the enemy has planned against us and our children and our grandchildren and our heritage till Yeshua returns. We must protect them. They can't protect themselves. Our little ones can't protect themselves. But we must be guardians of truth. and view every enemy of truth as vile and unclean and refuse to let it dwell in our land. Yes. And I'll just briefly remind you that Israel, because they did not drive out all the aliens that were in the promised land, ended up being affected and persecuted and brought into bondage because they did not do what God had told them to do. And I believe that we in America have the same mandate from God to protect what God has entrusted us. Amen. Hallelujah. That's message number one. I didn't know that one was going to be given. I believe that God will have us preach that on our radio broadcast very soon. But you're the first people who have heard it publicly. There's a lot more to that. But anyway, turn with me, if you would, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11. Hallelujah. God is so faithful and so good. Mark 11, verses 12 through 14, and then we're going to read verses 20 and 24. But I'm reading from the Passion Translation. And so it's going to sound a little bit different, but you can just follow me. Okay, that's Mark chapter 11, verses 14, 12 through 14, verses 20 through 24. Before I get into it, it says the next day. The next day was the day after Jesus, Yeshua, made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And they were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. That same crowd that cried Hosanna wouldn't be many days later would be crying, Crucify him! Crucify him! But Jesus was having his triumphal entry. But the thing I want you to understand as we're reading these verses we're going to jump into in just a second, please remember that Jesus was not, Yeshua, was never satisfied just with him being triumphant. He wasn't going to the cross to get himself to be triumphant. He was triumphant already. He was victorious already. He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He still is. He still is. But Yeshua wanted us to understand how we too could be triumphant. Because he knew that just as he had faced opposition from, yes, it seemed like flesh and blood, but ultimately it was coming from Satan himself. If you read Revelation chapter 11 and 12, you'll realize that that opposition that came, that persecution on Jesus, was actually coming from Satan. It wasn't just coming through people. People were only an instrument. The Jewish religious leaders and so forth, they were only pawns in the hands of Satan that he was using. My, how we need to focus on the root and not just the fruit. So then when it says the next day in verse 12 of Mark 11, it's talking about that day before when Christ had his triumphal entry. It says, the next day as he, Yeshua, left Bethany, Yeshua was feeling hungry. He noticed a leafy fig tree in the distance. So he walked to see if it would have any fruit on it. But there was none, only leaves. For it wasn't yet the season for bearing fruits. Jesus spoke to the fig tree, saying, no one will ever eat fruit from you again. And the disciples overheard it. He wanted them to overhear it because it was directly related to why he was cursing the fig tree. He was not just cursing the fig tree in random. He was cursing the fig tree because it had a teaching. It was a teachable moment for the disciples to learn something that would help them to be victorious and triumphant just like he was. It seems in a way that Jesus was being very unreasonable to expect fruit from a tree when it was not the season for it. Everything has a season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 tells us that. There's a time and a season for all things. There was a season for this tree to bear figs. This wasn't it. So why was Jesus so upset? Because as far as God is concerned and Yeshua is concerned, the time to be fruitful is when somebody's hungry and needs something to eat. Amen. That's talking to you and I, isn't it? I don't feel like ministering to anybody today. Do it anyway. If they're hungry, feed them. Have some spiritual fruit. Have an overflow. Be instant in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Going on down to verse 20. In the morning, they passed by the fig tree that Jesus had spoke to, and it was completely withered from the root up. I mean, it's pause to say it withered from the root up. It didn't wither from the top down. It withered from the root up, from the very source from which it got its ability to live and exist. It was cursed, and the leaves and the branches followed suit easily because the life source was cut off. Many times we want things in our life that are not fruitful to be removed, but we're not willing to really deal with the root. And many times the root and the fruit look totally different. Sometimes the root and the leaves even look totally different. It's something totally different. And we got to be willing to dig a little bit. We got to be willing to take the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to dig and uncover things for us so we can see what it is that really needs to be cursed. And then when that is cursed, when you curse the fruit will die. Amen. Moving on. Peter remembered and said to him, "Teacher, look, the fig tree that you cursed, it is now all shriveled up and dead." Jesus replied, and now this is a little bit different than probably how your translation may be reading it. Your translation may say that Yeshua told them, "Have faith of God." Have the faith of God, or have faith in God, rather. But it actually says, the Passion Translation, I love this. It says, "Let the faith of God be in you." Have the God kind of faith. Have the faith that God has given to us. And then we've got to multiply. We've got to work with it. We've got to allow it to have room to grow and germinate in our life till that seed bed of faith produces life in us. And that life will change us. And it'll change situations. It'll change circumstances. It'll change problems. It'll change you. And in the process, God can use you to help change people. Amen. Let the faith of God be in you. Listen to the truth I speak to you. Now, what he just spoke to them was just as much truth as what he was getting ready to speak to them. The beginning of being able to see mountains move and get out of your way is having the faith of God, because God's faith is mountain-moving faith. Amen. It's Red Sea parting faith. It's water walking faith. It's wind calming, storm stopping faith. It's boat loading, nets breaking, harvest time faith. Amen. That's what happened when Peter let down his net at Jesus' word, wasn't it? He operated, "Nevertheless, it's your word." See, it's not a matter of what we feel, what we think, how great we think this idea that God's spoken to us is or is not. It's just that he said it, so we act on it. And when Peter did that, he let down his net. The net filled up so much that it was beginning to break, and the boat started to sink. My, I'd like to see a harvest like that. Wouldn't you love to see a harvest like that of souls? Wouldn't you like to come next Shabbat and the church is just overflowing with people because you've had a boat sinking, net breaking load of harvest from God because you dared to act on the word? Amen. Hallelujah. Now let me, you know, David said in Psalm 2, he said that God told him, said, "Ask of me and I'll give you the nations for an inheritance." Or you could paraphrase it, "Ask me, and I'll let you have the nations for your harvest." Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what would you do if they showed up next Sunday and you walked in the door and the whole place is jammed? And their cars are parked out in the street and down the sidewalk because there's nobody to park them. What would you do? How would you welcome them? What preparations? Are you going to wait till they come and then try to figure out what to do with them? Or are you going to make preparation for them, and when you prepare for them, they will come? See, God sends us what we're prepared to receive. God could have broken those nets, those fishing nets. He could have sunk the boat. A few more fish would have done the trick. But God's not wanting to sink your boat. Come on. He doesn't want to sink your boat. He doesn't want to break your nets. He wants you to keep using your nets to bring in more and more and more harvest. Amen. Glory to God. So Jesus goes on. Says, let the faith of God be in you. Listen to the truth I speak. If someone says to the mountain, with great faith, having no doubt, mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the midst of the sea, and believes that what he says will happen, hallelujah, it will be done. Period. It's done. It's as good as done when you operate in that kind of faith, in that level of faith. When you get into great faith, it's going to be done. It's going to happen. Jesus said, this is the reason I urge you to boldly believe for whatever you ask for in prayer. Boldly. In the book of Hebrews, I mentioned this in my prayer over the communion service, over the Lord's table. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22, let's just look at that for a second. Hebrews 10, 19 through 22. Therefore, brethren, having boldness. See, Jesus talked about to the disciples, you know, be bold in your faith. Amen. Be bold in your faith. Oh, glory. The reason I'm telling you this is what Yeshua said. The reason why I urge you to boldly believe for whatever you ask for in faith. Be convinced that you have received it and it will be yours. Two different time frames. Believe that you have, that's past tense. As far as you're concerned, I got it now. Do you see it? No. Do you feel it? No. But I got it. How do you know? Word says so. End of discussion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the end of the debate. For the believer of Yeshua, this book is the end of the debate. If it says it's mine, it's mine. If it says I don't have to have it, I don't have to have it. Amen. I don't have to have COVID-19. Amen. I don't have to live in fear. Do you know how many people have allowed the news media to put words in their heart, words in their mind, and bring fear and bring torment? And oh my gosh, if they go out at all, they look around like they're suspicious. Maybe they've got it. Maybe they've got it. Maybe I shouldn't go out. Maybe I better go back home. Don't you know Satan loves that? Those people out there were called to witness to and talk to and share the faith of God with during this very hour. This is when they need to hear the church. The church must have a voice. Amen. The church must have a voice and it needs to be heard. They don't need to hear what NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, or even Fox has to say. They need to hear what thus says the Lord. They need the life-giving words of Yeshua. Hallelujah. They need to hear Jesus saying, be not afraid. The media saying, be afraid. You'll get it, you'll die. The media saying, oh, you're going to lose your business because of it. Oh, your marriage is going to go down the tubes because of it. Oh, what do you... You can't stand these kids anymore. What did we do when we didn't all work a job and mothers stayed home and daddies came home every evening and we had the kids? How come they could handle it and did it for generations? And now all of a sudden here we are in the most blessed, advanced generation we've ever had and we can't handle kids? Duh. What's wrong with that picture? Amen. Glory to God, Selah. Yes. So, go back to Hebrews. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Yeshua, by a new and living way. Now, in the old covenant, the high priest was the only one who went into the holiest of holies. And he didn't go in confidently. He went in fear and trembling. Because if there was one itsy-bitsy little sin, He was going to be dead. And the children of Israel, realizing this under the command of the Lord, had put bells on the hem of the high priest's garment. So that when he went into the holiest of holies to offer a sacrifice for their sins and his own sins, as long as they heard the bells, tingling, tingling, they knew everything was okay. But if it got silent, they had a rope tied around his ankle because they weren't going in to get him, but they'd pull him out, pull out his corpse. No boldness in that. That's just fear. Thank God our new covenant takes away fear. Takes away our... We can now come boldly into the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find help in a time of need. Do you have a need in your life today? Do you have something you desire for you or somebody you know? If you do, get bold. Come in by that new and living way that Yeshua consecrated for us through the veil. His flesh was ripped and torn, had to be, so you and I could get into the Holy of Holies. We belong there. Not just so we can get what we need, but just so we can hang out with Father God, just exactly like Adam and Eve did. Not just for so we can hang out either. I mean, there's a package deal here. But also so we can find out what our assignments are. See, you don't have to pick an assignment. You don't get to choose an assignment if you're going to obey God. You got to listen and find out what God's assignment is. Amen. And then pursue that. Through the veil, that is his flesh. And having a high priest talking about Yeshua over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul declares unto us that the water is the Word of God that washes us and cleanses us as we obey it, as we give it authority in our life. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, you know, whatever you ask for in faith, believing for whatever you pray for, be convinced. No doubting, no second guessing. Don't listen to people who tell you why you can't have it. Don't listen to the people who want to tell you, well, you know, that's an impossibility. Oh, you just can't. Hey, you can't do what they did back then. You can't do it. Jesus was the Son of God. Well, we are sons and daughters of God. And we've got a right by the blood of the first Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, to speak His Word and get the results He said we'd get. Amen. That's our privilege. That's our honor that He's bestowed upon us. Oh, and one other honor too is when somebody comes around trying to say, well, I think this thing's going to get you. It's going to take you under. We can say, oh, no. No weapon formed against me prospers. They may be weapons Satan forms, but they don't stand a chance. They don't stand a chance. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment says, well, God's not going to heal you. Look, you did this and you did that. You just rise up in the righteousness of God. Isaiah says his righteousness, the servant of God who is vindicated, who's protected, says that righteousness is for me. It's not what you're doing, it's what he's done. Put on his robe, amen? It fits better. Glory to God. So Jesus is telling them the power for miracles lies in your tongue. Stick your tongue out. Hi, Auntie. You say, why did you ever stick our tongue out? Because we've got one, and God had a purpose for us having a tongue. He wanted us to be able to speak. And we're not supposed to speak the problem. We're supposed to speak the solution. There's a miracle in your mouth. When you get this in your heart, a miracle gets connected to your tongue. I'll prove it to you. Look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 34 through verse 36. Yeshua was talking to the Pharisees and the religious people. And he says, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's in the overflow will flow out through your tongue. I don't know. I don't mean that. I mean, you may have an abundance of a lot of things in your heart. You may have an abundance of, I like butter beans, but that doesn't necessarily mean that every time you open your mouth, he'll speak about butter beans. He's, Yeshua is talking spiritual stuff. He's talking about whatever fills your spirit, man, that's what's going to ultimately come out of your mouth. God made a divine connection back before, and I don't have time to get into this, but I'll just drop this nugget in your heart and you can spend some time praying and chewing on it. But back before Adam and Eve sinned, our spirit and our soul were in union together. They were one. And it was sin that separated those two, that made a division in them. That's why now we've got to allow God to sanctify us, not only our spirit being born again, but also sanctify our soul, because now it's been separated, and our body sanctified to God. Hallelujah. It says, the good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. But I say to you, now listen to this latter part of this real carefully. But I say to you that for every idle word that men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. It matters what comes out of your mouth. It's what's coming out of your mouth is an indicator of what you believe. It's an indicator, just like the gas gauge on your car is an indicator of the level of your gas. How much, sometimes we in our these new cars, the little thing even lights up on the screen and tells you how many miles you can go on that amount of gas. But how many of you have seen that? Yeah. It's good as long as it's working right. If that has a malfunction in the chip, it may say you can go further than you can really go. See law. Anyway, there are a lot of people say, oh, you can go on, you can go on. Yeah, you can. But eventually you're going to run out of gas. Amen. Hallelujah. Every idle word. Let me tell you what that word idle means in the Greek. It means inactive. That is unemployed, lazy, non-responsive, inactive. That is unemployed. In other words, it's not working for anybody. Your words are either working for you or they're working for the devil against you. Amen? Come on. Your words are either working for you to help you get things moved out of the way. Why do you want mountains to be moved out of the way? So you can get to where God can bring what he wants into your life. Every time God says get rid of this, it's because he's got something to replace it with that's much, much better. And you'll never fulfill your assignments if you can't get some mountains out of your way. Hallelujah. Just won't happen. Unemployed, lazy, non-responsive. Words that will not respond and produce in your life what you want. If you speak the wrong thing, you can expect the right thing all day long and all the rest of your life, and it's never going to happen. You've got to get in agreement with the Word of God so that your expectation is based on what God said, not what on you said, because it's not you that's going to bring it to pass. It's God's faithfulness to His Word. Yeshua said, heaven and earth shall pass away. My words shall never pass away. Yeshua said, thy word, O God, is forever settled in heaven. I'll tell you something else that's settled on the earth too. Now whether you get to enjoy the benefit of it is totally up to you. Amen. So we've got to guard ourselves. We've got to be very careful. That's why the book of Proverbs, I believe it is, talking at 4th chapter, talks about that we have to guard our heart. Because out of it flow the issues of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you let your tongue get influenced by the wrong things, then something else is going to flow out of you besides life. Death. Proverbs 18, Kathy? 20. Proverbs. There's a Proverbs in here somewhere. Hallelujah. Yes. 1820. Okay, thank you. 1821. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit. That's why it matters what comes out of your mouth. That's why you've got to monitor. First, the monitoring starts first with what are you putting in? Because what you put in eventually will come out. I remember we had a group of young people that were with Noel Hayes Ministries, and they went around all over America and foreign countries too doing skits that had Christian themes to them. And they did this one about the well. And this person was always throwing junk and trash into his well. And then when he went to taste it, he said, "Boy, that water's horrible." And they said, "I don't understand this. Well, used to you have such good, sweet water. Now it's contaminated, like foul." And this other person walks up and says, "Well, what's in your well is what you're drinking." And the guy stopped and kind of looked funny, you know. And the guy said, "Let's see, just see what's in your well." And he bent over and he started pulling out all this trash and junk. See, sometimes, in other words, we've got to get into our own well and throw out some trash and junk, because it'll try to find its way into you. It's in the media, it's all around you, it's people speaking, and you got to be the one who guards your heart. I mean, it's not just that you might, Jen, you might allow yourself to watch the wrong thing, or listen to the wrong music or whatever, entertain the wrong thought, but there are people that'll help fill your well with trash. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, so what am I saying? I'm saying that if you're going to be able to move mountains out of your way and stay in faith, you're going to have a voice. This is my last scripture. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. Second Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, 'I believed and therefore I spoke,' we also believe and therefore speak." Faith has a voice, but you've got to give it a voice. You know, the world, even the religious world, is wanting us to shut up and be quiet. Yeah, you know, I don't want to hear what you're saying about that homosexuality is wrong. I don't want to hear that lying is wrong. I don't want to hear about that ungodliness is wrong. I don't want to hear that. No, our God's a God of love. Our God's a love of, yes, He is a God of love. He is love. And He is mercy. But He's still a righteous God who expects us to obey His word and expects us to put our faith and our trust as real believers. And there's a difference between just a church goer and a real believer in Yeshua. He wants us to believe what Yeshua said and believe that Yeshua paid all the price to cover all of our sins. Amen. And make us right with God and give us free access with confidence and a conscience that's no longer condemned to come into the presence of God and receive. I had to be born again. Amen. Jesus said you must. He didn't say, "I think it'd be a good thing if you got born again, Nicodemus." "Nicodemus, I think it'd be right pleasant if you got born again." But now you don't have to. There's a lot of different ways you can get to God. No, He said, there's only one way. I am the way, Yeshua said. You're not going to Hare Krishna or some enlightenment program or some other way, some other religion. "Oh, Brother Bauer, sounds like you're preaching an exclusive gospel, a gospel that excludes anyone that doesn't believe what the Bible says." You're right, I am. This is an exclusive book, And it's a book that will exclude you unless you believe it. I don't say that. I'm not trying to be mean. Those of you that are watching, I'm not trying to be mean. God didn't send his son because he was being mean. God so loved the world that he sent his son, that whoever would believe in him, trust in him, would have everlasting life. But you know what? The Bible goes on. Yeshua went on to say, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And this is a condemnation, that light has come into the world. And men hate darkness, or light rather than darkness. They love darkness because their deeds are evil. See, at some point in time, we've got to come face to face with the reality that until we accept Yeshua, we're sinners, we're lost, and we can't save ourselves. But Yeshua, thank God, paid the price. And all you have to do is put your trust in his finished work at the cross. And when you do that, he'll forgive you. And I just feel like there's somebody listening, and you've been trying to get there some other way, and it will not work. You know, you talk to people who put their faith in another religion, false religions, and there are many, but they have no real peace. They have no real assurance. But when you believe in Yeshua, you put your faith and your trust in what he did for you. Then the Bible says we know that we've passed from death unto life. Because we love the brethren and because we love God. So that's one of the testimonies of being born again, is the love of God flows out from us to others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I want to pray. I want to ask you, if you're watching today or maybe even somebody's here, I think everyone in this congregation knows Yeshua and received him as Savior. But maybe you're watching. And you've never accepted Jesus. And you've tried every way, you've tried everything, and it has not brought you peace. And the roadblocks to a successful life keep standing in your way, though you've shoved and tried to move them. See, on the day when Mary and Mary Magdalene came to the tomb after Jesus had been crucified, laid in the grave for 3 days, as they came to the tomb at the beginning of the first day of the week, they said, "Who's going to roll the stone away for us?" That's a big stone they got in front of Jesus too. How are we going to get in with these spices to embalm him and to prepare him for his resting place forever on this earth? And when they got there, to their amazement, they found the stone was already rolled away. The stone, the roadblock, the hindrance that separated mankind from God, Yeshua, rolled away. Hallelujah. Through his death, his burial, and his resurrection, it's been removed, and now all you have to do is put your trust in him. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and if you'll pray this prayer with me, and you'll believe it in your heart, you'll be forgiven of your sins, you'll be born again, and you'll have a whole new life, a brand new life that will last forever and ever in Jesus. Would you just pray with me right now? You say after me, you repeat after me, "Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I realize I'm a sinner, and I can't stop sinning. Even the good things I think I do, they're not sufficient. My righteousness is like filthy rags in your sight. So I'm asking you to forgive me and cleanse me, not based on what I can do, but what your Son Jesus did for me. Your word promises me that if I confess my sin, you'll be just and merciful to forgive me and cleanse me all unrighteousness. Jesus, I hear you knocking at my heart's door. You said when I hear you knocking, if I just open my heart, you would come in. Come in today, Lord Jesus. Be my Savior. Be my friend. I love you. In all my eternity, I'm trusting to you. In Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, there's information on the screen that'll help you be able to make contact with Lion of Judah Messianic Fellowship. They can send you literature. They'll put you on their prayer list. They'll help you in your new walk with God. Amen. Well, I shared with you what God told me to share, and that's all I can do. But I'm telling you, there's a power yet to be released in it through every one of us. Every one of us can come up to another level of faith through releasing our faith in the Word of God. God's always had a sound. If you go back to Elijah, when he went up on Mount Carmel to pray for rain, and all he saw was a cloud in the distance, finally after a long time of interceding, he told his servant, said, well, you go and see. And when he came back after many times, he said, I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Now, I've got a small hand, but even if it was a giant's hand, that's not enough to give the rain that they needed. But Elijah heard something and saw something the servant did not. He said, go down and tell King Ahab to get off of this mountain, because I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And there's an abundance coming your way as you obey the Lord. Amen. Let me bless you and dismiss you. Kathy and I'll be here to pray for you if you need prayer after we close. Father, we thank you for your word. It's alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective for us. We thank you. You've entrusted that to us. Now, Father, we trust you to do what you've said in your word. As we act on it, as we release it, as we believe it and declare it. Just like you did, Father God, in the beginning of creation, you said, let there be, and there was. Father, we just say that every obstacle's got to get out of our way. Every hindrance has got to be removed. Everything that's growing in our life that shouldn't be there, we curse it at the root like Yeshua did, and we say, die, get out of our life. You're not going to bear any more fruit. You're not going to steal the resources of my life to feed your ambition, because my ambition is to serve God. As your people go forth, Lord, we pray your blessing on them. We thank you, Father, that your face of blessing shines upon them. The light of heaven guides and directs all of our steps, that we may be found pleasing before you, Lord. Because the way of the transgressor is hard, your word says. Father, there's a way that's easy, where Jesus is carrying the burden. He said, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. So, Lord, we believe what Yeshua said. We're coming to receive his yoke and take his burden and let go of ours in his name. Amen. Amen. Diane, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Ed. Right now, I'd like to prepare ourselves to give a love offering for Pastor Ed. We'll just pass the basket around, or I think it might even be back there. And Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today and viewing online. We don't forget to remember that Hanukkah's coming, and Rabbi and Dawn should be back next Shabbat. And stay safe out there, and God bless.
Yeshua, HaMashiach, Adonai. heart has turned toward you. My path leads me to your land. My future is in Zion. Eternity is in my heart. La 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 la. Steps now follow eastward. My longing brings me through your gates. Zion has made a home in me. I have found a dwelling place made with eternal stones. La la la. La la la.
God speak. Go see. I can only